share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It appears that scammers are coming up with innovative methods on how to trick businesses. Recently, a local cake shop owner shared how he had gotten scammed by three different customers. They had apparently edited receipts to appear as if they have transferred money, when in fact, they never did. In a similar case, the sister of the owner of a cake business based in Saban named Sister's Cakehouse took to Twitter to share how her sister nearly got scammed by a customer who had ordered some brownies. Yesterday, my sister told me that a customer messaged her at 2 a.m. to order brownies. They requested for the premium set, which is RM45 per pack, said the user. So my sister took the order as usual. The total was three sets for RM135. But you see what the receipt said. The receipt appeared to show that the buyer had for some reason transferred RM590 instead. As they felt suspicious over the receipt, she went on to check the number, which Truecaller revealed to be a scammer. If you really want to scam people, at least learn how to edit nicely, said the user. Request for a refund. The user went on to share a screenshot of the sister's conversation with the scammer. This scammer even used God's name during Ramadan whilst operating a scam. They must think that we're stupid? Luckily, we haven't started making the brownies. The conversation starts off with the scammer stating that they have just noticed after her husband informed her. A forwarded message from the husband reads, "I'm sorry, baby. I made a mistake transferring as I was a bit confused. Can you ask the seller to return the money to me? Via the BSN account." The sister replied to the scammer by saying that they are unable to refund the money. And what they could do instead is to order more products. "Why can't you refund me, sis? I only wanted three sets. The rest you can refund." "Yes, we can't refund. Normally, if extra, we just ask the customer to get more stuff because the money enters a company account," responded the sister. After more back and forth on why she is unable to refund, the sister eventually revealed that she knows it's a scam. Come on, sis. Looking at the receipt, we already can tell that it's edited. Next time, make sure it looks more real, said the sister, following which she was immediately blocked by the scammer. Despite being blocked, the sister continued to mock the scammer. "Make sure not to let your stupidity show. The receipt number has already been copied 100 times. Means you've lied to 100 people. Next time, no need to call people dear. Do realize that you're taking forbidden money," added the sister. Kudos to the sisters for exposing the scammer and giving them a taste of their own medicine. Also read, Majin cake shop owner scammed of over RM15K by customer who forged payment receipts. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.